Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I sucked at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
I think Ben's a good player. I like Ben. I want Ben to take the next step. You know, Ben knows what he needs to do. If he wants playing time, he knows how he needs to play, and he knows how he needs to practice when he gets that chance. Our evaluation right now is that Daniel outplayed Ben. Just fact, straight up. If we thought Ben had outplayed Daniel, he'd be the starting right guard. Well, I think it's possible, sure. I mean, you know, Pat's playing well, too, you know, but Pat had, you know, he's going to have some plays he wants back. So, you know, the more plays you play, the more chance there are to have some inconsistencies. But, yeah, we're going to keep working both those guys in there. It's a good thing to have them both. I think that's a positive thing. And I want to get to the point where, you know, the whole offensive line is playing at a consistent level. That's what we got to fight for, that we're playing on a consistent level across the board with the offensive line. If you want to have a winning percentage in challenges, just don't challenge stuff. Just let it go. If you miss a challenge, you know, if you have one that you should have challenged that you don't challenge, it doesn't get counted against your record. But I don't think that way. You know, I'm not worried about the record, you know, that someone might be printing about what your challenge record is. I'm trying to think about the opportunity in the game to see if we can have a chance to use the challenge to our advantage to try to win the game. You can't give up 10-point leads in the fourth quarter. I mean, whatever happens, to play consistent football, to make the plays that need to be made. I mean, you know, a ball needs to get batted down, a sack needs to be made, a quarterback needs to get tackled. That's something that's been a difference. Now, the fact that you have so many leads in the fourth quarter probably lends itself to you're going to lose more leads than most teams. So,
all righty then. Boy, there's a lot to digest.
Yes, there is.
With those four cuts right there, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it to 12, and we will. If you're new to the show, we'll explain what that is all about. Orioles back in town tonight, taking on the Giants. We'll get into that. Terps taking on Villanova. Get into that. There was a Monday Night Football upset. Get into that. So plenty to talk about. But let's start with old John Harbaugh there, and we'll work back to front. What John was talking about, Vinny, because that's the first time I've heard the cut.
All right.
Talking about the blown leads in the fourth quarter, and Jerry Coleman sent me a text with the data explaining that, you know, the Ravens have been one of the leading teams in gack and away leads here. Double-digit leads late in ball games. And you heard John Harbaugh explain, rationalize, whatever, that, well, you got to be winning a lot to blow a lot of leads. And in theory, I get what he's saying, that usually we're the team that is getting chased, and we're kind of good because we're always leading in these situations. However, to keep blowing these leads has to be somewhat frustrating. Now, up twice in the second half by 10 points against the Raiders,
yep,
let it get away because they couldn't seal the deal in some offensive scenarios, which I'm sure we'll rehash over the next day or so. But any credence to what John Harbaugh just said, man, we're winning a lot. That means that based on the fact that we're winning a lot, then, you know, sometimes you're going to blow the leads or whatever the rationale was.
Well, to me, you want closers. You know, I mean, same as the Orioles. You know, I mean, you want, you're in the lead, Bob, in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go, like bottom of the ninth. You want your closer to come in and close it. And that's what they want. I mean, to me, there's a couple of things. All right. In the fourth quarter, Ravens defense gave up field goal, touchdown, field goal. What kind of closing is that? That's not shutting nothing down. You know, and then offensively, your touchdown, punt, punt. So it doesn't just, you get the lead, you get up. And here's the biggest problem that I have is you score, you get up 10. Then what happens? Bam, they take it down and get 7. To hell. Stop them and you win the game. You know, I mean, there's that aspect from the defense, okay? We'll talk about that.
Right.
Then, all right, we'll go back to Derrick Henry. If he doesn't jump off, if he doesn't false start, they're going to close. Henry's going to close it himself. You know, so, I mean, that's what's frustrating. And then when you get in a critical situation, you know, where your special teams can close it out for you with a good punt, and he punts it 25 yards and gives them the winning field goal. So they're self-destructing, you know, at critical times. In critical situations, they are self-destructing. Like, Dominguez giving up a home run bottom of the ninth to lose the game or whatever. Same type of, exact same thing.
Let's go Kimbrel.
Yeah, Kimbrel.
Or Clay Holmes in New York. But yes, point taking.
Same exact thing. I mean, that's the deal. You got to close it out. You're too good not to close. You got closers. Close it out. Now, Zach Orr, I mean, come on. You know you're going to, they're down 10. They got to throw the ball. They got two guys that are catching the ball, period. And then you just play man-to-man on the out. You know, you just give them easy release. Make it easy for them. You know, change things up defensively. Make it hard for them. Double them. Play cover two. Do something different than 20, 10, you know, third and 18. They get 21. You know, I mean, they had five plays over 20 yards in the second half. That sucks.
So I'm going to ask you now. Before you went into that, and that was very well said, by the way, if you're pointing fingers, I mean, it's a team-wide kind of thing. The shank punt, Tucker missed a field goal, the offense not being able to extend drives, move chains, e-clock, defense giving up chunk plays. It's kind of a, I think Jeff Zrebeck wrote it, or Jameson, I guess everybody. We'll talk to Kevin Ostrager, top of the hour. They've earned the 0-2, basically, is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt. Because why bump? They beat themselves in both games. That's the thing. You know, and everybody wants to bitch about Lamar. Lamar hadn't done anything wrong other than the Kansas City game. He missed two throws. You know, otherwise, you know, but they wouldn't have been in that situation if it wasn't for Lamar. It's not on Lamar. It's about everybody. You know, it's about offense, defense, special teams. And when you get to 7 minutes left in the game, that's when all three killed you. With 7 minutes to go in a game, all three phases killed you. Coaching, offense, and like Harp said, it's everybody. And it is. It's everybody.
Now, we heard John Harbaugh also in the opening of the show. Again, it's Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. If you want it up to 12, that's how loud our volume goes. We'll play it. It's loud. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be heavy metal, for instance. It could be anything you want to hear cranked up to 12. We got you covered. Send your song request. Pause for text line at 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh talking about the challenges. Zay Flowers, yep. I guess, where the ball hit the ground, and we got to see it. I mean, I'm on my big butt sucking down a beer and watched the 50 different angles of the ball hitting the ground. But Nolan, I don't know if you want to dig this deep yet, but don't you have stats? I did read this morning that John Harbaugh has not won a challenge since January of 23, which means the entirety of last season. And so far this year, he's got the donut working there.
Right. So the numbers were kind of coming out. I believe Jonah Schaefer wrote a piece on it, Harbaugh's recent history with challenges. 2 for 12 since 2022. It's a really rough stretch for him here. But I was curious, just for myself, how does that compare to other coaches around the league, or at least coaches that most people would consider to be among the best? All time, John Harbaugh, 54 of 129 in his career. So that's 41% with challenges. Andy Reid, I think most people would identify him as the best coach in the league. I think that's fair. All time for him, 72 of 143. That's 50%. Bill Belichick all time, 40%. Sean McVay all time, 45%. A lot of coaches around the league are sitting in that, you know, 50% at best, somewhere between 40 and 50. You got Kyle Shanahan, he's 56%. Even Tomlin, 43% all time. So I'm not saying this in defense of Harbaugh, just putting out the greater context there that, all right, Harbaugh's recent history has been really bad. His career, you might say, is really bad. But compared to the other coaches around the league, it's not wildly different.
I would say that you got to have more faith in the dude upstairs, because the two Sunday, I mean, they were plain as day. And they were, the first one at least, I mean, We all saw it on TV. The announcers are saying, you know, and Tiki's going off saying that's a dumb challenge because you saw the ball. And you know how they call it. If you see the ball on the ground, it's going to be incomplete. So to me, that you got to, you know, your gut. I mean, no, it's not your gut. That's your emotion taking over. And no, let it just trust the dudes upstairs. I'll bet you Hiders is probably really good because what's that guy saying upstairs? Nope. Okay. No. You know, and I think Harbs needs to do more of that instead of being emotional about it.
And then finally in the open, we heard right guard rotation, McCary and or right tackle rather, McCary and Rosengarten will elaborate, but like right out of gate, Ben Cleveland versus Daniel Fa'alele. And, you know, basically John Harbaugh said, you know, Cleveland hasn't earned the opportunity to play. And that's kind of the way it is.
You know what concerned me a little bit about that, what he said, Bob, is how he practices, you know.
Yeah.
So to me, he doesn't, I don't know if he doesn't practice hard or what, but yeah, I mean, if he can't beat out Fa'alele the way Fa'alele's playing, he sucks. And he basically he's the same thing as Fa'alele because the Cleveland is not as good an athlete as Fa'alele. Cleveland can't move. He's on the ground a lot more than Fa'alele. And, you know, the way that Fa'alele is playing right now, I mean, he's playing bad. You know, so the problem is they don't have any. The only solution I see, Bob, is you put Macari at the right guard and then Rosengarten, you put him at right tackle.
Just roll with it.
And just go with it. You know, and you say, well, that's what Kansas City did. But in that game Sunday, Kansas City benched.
The BYU
yes,
guy
they
got
did,
his ass
he was. Yes, he did.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You want to vent? You can. Sports at 583-1057. Orioles back home tonight, taking on the Giants. Oriole Park, Camden Yard, San Francisco. They're scuffling. So are the Orioles, though. We're getting into the ugly numbers relating to the Birds of Baltimore. Albert Suarez has been one of the feel-good stories of this season, going up against Blake Snell. Blake Snell, when he's on, he's as good as any left-hander, any pitcher in Major League Baseball. The wild card thing's getting zany. You got the Tigers breathing down Minnesota's neck. We'll get into all of that and more. Terps taking on Villanova. Terps are 2-1 on the year. Villanova's undefeated, though.
All right.
3-0. Just beat Towson by a point, but undefeated's undefeated. And then we got a Monday Night Football upset, a game you heard on The Fan. If memory serves, I think we all took the Eagles. We were wrong!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
As significant favorites to the Raiders, they're road favorites against the Dallas team that everyone was putting in the Super Bowl after they trounced the Browns, and then they got the hammer time last week, puffy pants style by the Saints.
Bob, I heard a stat about that game. New Orleans had 134 rush yards before contact.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what, Kamara had, what, four touchdowns?
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, Derrick Henry, you know, I mean, I can't wait to watch the Cowboy film, but it should be a chance for them to come out and run the football.
upset last night, Monday Night Football. We'll talk about that later on in the hour. But the Atlanta team comes back, stuns the Eagles on Monday night. So Philadelphia, everybody riding high after beating the Pack down in Brazil. They lose their home opener. So I'm sure Sirianni's seat just got a little hotter than it was, say, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I would say this, Bob. It was a bigger win for Atlanta than it was a loss for Philly. Reason I say that is look at the divisions. You know, the NFC South, New Orleans is 2-0, Tampa's 2-0. Forget Carolina, they're not even in it, So if Atlanta goes 0-2, you're down two games already to those teams in your division. So that was a big win for them. And then the NFC East, I think that's going to be a crap division, to be totally honest.
Well, the Giants are trash.
Yeah, and
the Commanders might make you sweat a little bit,
Right, and and Philly, so being 1-1, you're tied for first.
Last night, Major League Baseball, Cleveland beats Minnesota, but Detroit beat Kansas City, as now the Tigers are a game and a half out of that last wild card. Orioles are hosting the Giants three-game series. Can the bats come alive? If you missed it, I think this news actually was coming down as we were leaving last night or yesterday. Cole Irvin claimed by the Twins, so can't blame him for anything anymore. All right, let's get out to the phone. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Woodbury. It's Joe. Joe, what's up, man?
Man, I called because the radio, I didn't want to listen to nobody talk about what's happening and what's going on. So I asked Quick Draw. I said, Quick Draw, what you guys talking about? He said, Harbaugh. I said, man, you must have been reading my mind. And I'm just going to say this. Hey, Quick Draw, I forgot to tell you my song. I started to tell you Steve Miller slipping into the future. But I want to go with Peter Frampton. I think that's his name.
Yep.
Do you feel like I feel? Because I'm ready to vent. And anyway, I just want to put this out there, too. I tell a couple people about the Super Bowl that the Ravens won. In my mind, maybe it's just me, I think they played for Ray Lewis. Because if you think about before they won that Super Bowl, remember that thing went on down there in Florida about the murder and then Jim Brown coming and talking to the team and Ray talking about, oh, man, I need a Super Bowl to get me over. They won that Super Bowl. You know what happened at 13? Ray Lewis told the whole teammate, guys, I'm retiring. And they played. They had dogs on that team. They were accountable to one another. And I don't think John Harbaugh had nothing to do with the success of this team. It was a player-oriented team. And maybe it's just me, but before they won the first Super Bowl, I was asking for his fire in the third year with the things he was doing with clock management. And he's still doing that stuff to the day. But I don't let it bother me the way it used to. I'm just here this morning to mold that snowball and roll it down the hill and let everybody else pile on. And I'm going to sit back and listen to everybody else. But think about that, man. Think about all the dogs. I mean, the people that they had on the team from the time the Ravens got here. We don't have those type of players no more. And I think about how they talk about how the guys got together. They went over one of our houses and they watched film. Do they still do that now? I don't know. Maybe y'all know who does that. But I'm just saying, man, the team was accountable to themselves and not for that coach. And I'm waiting for Nick Saban to get a call from the owner. But y'all guys take it easy because I'm laughing at everything that's going on. But I'm really sad inside. So Quick Draw, do you feel like I feel? Play it and play it loud. Put it on 15.
That's right.
Frampton comes alive.
Peter Frampton. By the way, the first Super Bowl the Ravens won, Ray Lewis had a hell of a lot to do with that. He was the MVP of said Super Bowl, Defensive Player of the Year. He was in his prime. The second one,
I'd say the offense.
I don't say he was kind of along for the ride because the defense was middle of the pack, and he missed like most of the season.
And then he lost all that weight, remember?
The deer antler spray.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco, Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones, Justin Tucker had a lot to do with that, and some timely picks by Gorey Graham and whatnot. But do you see a team that's dogless in Baltimore now?
No, because just defensively, Madubuike, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, offensively, Lindenbaum, I would say, is like that. Lamar's that. And I'm guessing Derrick Henry is that now.
I think Andrew's got that
in. Yeah, Andrew's got some dog in him.
Yeah, so we love you, Joe and Woodbury, but we're going to politely disagree with the assessment. Yeah. No dogs on the team, but I guess kind of getting back at Harbaugh a little bit through that, threw him under the bus. If you're on the phones, hang tight, you're next. Then we got Vinny's Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams in the NFL? Hey, Philadelphia was riding high prior to last night's game. How does this affect them? Kansas City, I'm assuming, still number one. We'll find out together. And Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire, 11 o'clock. Had the whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Get into that. Ryan Ripken, you just heard him on the Big Bad Morning Show. He'll preview the Giants and Orioles at 11:30. Then I'm guessing Brandon Hyde will be getting the pink slip from a lot of people tomorrow. Ravens. Orioles still in a very good playoff scenario. Three games out of the division. Yankees are in Seattle taking on the Mariners, who are showing a pulse. But Baltimore, it's all about you. Put runs on the board. Albert Suarez, he'll do what he has to do, and he's been very effective for the most part. So Baltimore baseball tonight is here during Joe's update coming up at 5:30. But let's get back to the phones. Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, guys, I got to get a couple things off my chest, so I hope you guys allow me the time. I'm going to try to make it quick. First and foremost, me and my kids and my wife, we was watching the game this weekend, and my son said, Dad, this don't feel the same. And I had to tell him because it's not the same. We lost too many players and too many coaches during the offseason, and I can't honestly say we upgraded and what we brought in. We lost too many key players and some key coaches, and in my opinion, our head coach, John Harbaugh, was very selfish the way he handled Mike McDonald, because he knew, like everybody else knew, that there was no way Mike was supposed to lead this building. He was supposed to be the heir apparent and the next head coach, and they should have worked out something to keep him in place one or two more seasons. But
how do you know they didn't try that?
Well, guess what? The whole team wanted Mike. You listen to those boys talk last year, the defensive players, they all sung great praise of Mike McDonald. Every time they talk, Mike is a genius. Mike understands me. We love Mike. Mike is one of us. I know Harbaugh heard that, but I want to get back to another point. Zach. It's going to take a while for Zach to learn the defense. It's his first time calling the defense. It took Mike a while. His first couple games when he started, he sucked. And I heard people saying, what is Harbaugh doing? This guy, Mike McDonald, he's calling him Ronald McDonald and all types of stuff until he got the hang of it. So I'm not really worried about Zach. But you wonder why Lamar don't trust Bateman. Why Lamar likes to throw to Zay and likely Andrews, because every time last year he threw to Bateman, something dumb happened, something disastrous. And it happened again this weekend. He threw it to Bateman. He should have caught it, let it bounce off his chest and his fingertips. Interception. Goes to Lamar. Team come down to score, and you know the rest.
But hold on 1 second, though. But then, you know, in crunch time, Bateman made that great catch for him, and he threw it to him at that time. In both games, Bateman has made great catches on balls that weren't great throws.
Yeah, but that one really hurt us, Vinny. You've seen that kind of shifted the momentum. And one other thing I want to say, the locker room, man. You got stuff going on in the locker room that I think Harbaugh is starting to lose the locker room. You think about on social media, Marlon Humphreys posted a cancelization of Ronnie Stanley's merge, his wedding. And right after he did it, Ronnie Stanley unfollowed them. Through the grapevine, they're saying they're not even speaking. Zay Flowers, somebody just posted, Zay Flowers has a heck of a first half, but then they go away from him. Zay Flowers liked it. So he's in agreement that they go away from him to try to spread the ball around equally during the second half. But when he's working, you know, why change? Why fix something if it ain't broke? If the DB couldn't guard him on the Raiders, why would you go away from that? But with all that being said, I think we got a shot at beating the Cowboys. I'm going to come out and say we're going to beat the Cowboys. We got to this weekend. But, Vinny, I want you to honestly take a look at this. Look at how many players we lost during the offseason. And you tell me if we really upgraded each one of those spots. Because that guy, Eddie Jackson, I don't even hear him calling his name.
Yeah, he's been relatively quiet. Thank you, Jason, for the call. Marcus Williams, haven't really heard much from him. And Kyle Hamilton, who's an all-pro, haven't heard much from him. But I didn't know, and I'm not in the Ravens locker room, full disclosure, of any discord. And by the way, social media is the devil.
Yes.
It is the separator of all separators. I mean, and people, Nolan, you're a big young guy there. Are you into the social media?
I am young. I don't know if I'm big.
Well, you're taller than me.
Not big on social media. I lurk. That's probably the best way. I don't really post. I do a lot of reading.
But though. Do we read too much? Like, I didn't know Ronnie Stanley got married. I had no clue. Well, I wasn't invited.
I can't speak to that. If I had to guess, maybe a joke that's being blown out of proportion,
sure.
Knowing Marlon's personality. But again, I can't speak to it. The Zay Flowers thing, that just popped up after this game this past Sunday. A fan saying that they always seem to get away from Zay late in the game. And Zay reposted it, liked it. That sort of thing.
Now, social media. Did you see, Bob?
The Hollywood Brown technique, if you will.
My head's starting to hurt.
Did you see on X, Trippy after the game?
I did not.
Oh, my God.
Trippy, Bob, I stay away from all
he
that stuff.
Waits for Humphrey after the game, and he's yelling at Humphrey, you know, hey, stay off that podcast, you know. Could you cover Adams? And, oh, he was
killing. He called us yesterday and said the same thing. And look, full disclosure, I'm on Twitter X to get lineups, quotes from one winning drive from the warehouse and all of that. That's what I care about. Anything else is all nonsense to me. But then again, you know, I'm old and frightened. We have time for another call.
Let's do one more.
Let's do Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Bob, you mean you don't have time to look at what people's foods are, what they're eating every day?
Oh, that's even more annoying. Or the humble brag. I can't believe that I'm doing this awesome thing that you're not doing. Like, the humble brag is another annoying thing. And if you take a video of yourself doing anything, you can bleep off.
Yeah.
You've been unfollowed. And politics, too.
My favorite is when people are at the beach and they have to show your feet. Okay, you're at the beach. You see the water. Yeah. Congratulations.
Water's wet. We got it.
But I want to ask Vinny when he watches the film. I want to watch a couple of things. Do you notice that the Ravens are back to almost getting delay of games almost every snap now? It's like you see Lamar clapping or whatever, and you see the offensive line running up to the line constantly. Something is a disconnect.
No, here's the issue is Lamar's in charge now at the line of scrimmage, okay? So he is, if you notice, like during that game, he's calling people in to help, you know, on the chip. He's in charge of all that stuff now. So if they're showing a different defense or they shift the defense, then Lamar's changing things at the line of scrimmage. That's why.
Okay. And I got you, Vinny. The last thing is, when you were a scout or when you were a general manager, when they got rid of Morgan Moses, what did they get, a draft pick or something like that? And then we know Zeitler went to Detroit. When you were in San Francisco, you were talking about how you used to get athletic offense alignment because of the offense that you ran.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Ravens didn't do really anything. I know that Joe passed away and probably could have helped a little bit. But what kind of style is this offensive line? They can't seem to really pass block, and they can't seem to run block. They can't pull. They can't do all that stuff. So what did we do to correct that offensive line? And then you have Ben Cleveland. You're not going to cut him, but you keep him on the team. And we know Cleveland well. But give me your analogy of what you did when you were looking for an offensive lineman. Thank you.
Hey, well, thanks, it was about the old line in San Francisco. That was at that time. So this was in the late 80s? Yeah, early 90s. And Bob McKittrick, Hall of Fame O-line coach, wanted real athletic guys because we ran the zone stretch stuff, so you had to be athletic. And we never looked at a lineman over 300 pounds. He did not want a lineman over 300 pounds. I mean, that was the deal. You know, we were undersized all the time, you know, and the Ravens seem like they like big, massive guys. You'd like them big and athletic, but the problem is some of the guys they have are not that athletic.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Vinny's Dirty Dozen. More of your phone calls. Report tech 583-1057. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. The Ravens. Why? Ravens are 0-2. Who to thunk it? We'll get Kevin's thoughts on that. Whip around 11:15. Talking about what happened in the world of sports. Monday Night Football upset. Heard on The Fan. Ryan Ripken. You heard him on the Big Bad Morning Show. You're going to hear him coming up at 11:30. He joins us every Tuesday. Preview of the Orioles, San Francisco Giants. Hey, the Giants stink, but Blake Snell doesn't. And that's the Orioles' problem tonight. They got thrown a baseball for that.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. 2 weeks of NFL fun is over just like that as the Atlanta Falcons come from behind, stun the Eagles in Philly, which we'll talk about. Now we're done. Look at the 12 best teams heading into week three. Vinny's Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's recap week two. One was Kansas City, two San Fran, three Detroit, four Philly, five Houston, six Baltimore, seven Dallas, eight Tampa, nine the Rams, 10 the Chargers, 11 Buffalo, 12 Miami. All right, so we've got definitely got some changes. Coming in at number 12, how about 1-1 Arizona? They beat the Rams 41-10. They're hosting Detroit. Kyler Murray, he's completing 73% of his passes. Four touchdowns, no picks.
And Marvin Harrison had a big game. Should have beat Buffalo, but would have, could have, should have.
I tell you what, that Detroit, that's going to be an interesting pick. You know how we do that one. Coming in 11, 1-1 San Fran. They lost at Minnesota 23-17. They're at the Rams, which will probably be a puffy pantser. Fred Warner leads the NFL with three forced fumbles.
Debo Samuel going to be out for a few weeks, though.
He's always hurt. But, and how about Ayuk? Could you step up a little bit? You know, do some. My wife says I got him on, I got Ayuk on fantasy, and he got me nothing.
It's a fantasy to think he's going to do anything anytime soon.
Right. I got paid. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, right.
Coming in at 10, 1-1 Detroit. They lost to Tampa at home 2016. They're at Arizona. Aiden Hutchinson has 5.5 sacks in two games.
Jameson Williams having a nice little beginning to the season, too, for them.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, how about Amon St. Brown? What do you have? He had double-digit catches. Number 9, 2-0 Pittsburgh. They won at Denver 13-6. They're hosting the Chargers. Steelers have forced 5 turnovers and have not committed a turnover. I mean, that's how they win. I mean, they know we're going to win ugly. If we don't turn it over, our defense is great, special teams is good, and we'll run the ball and we'll punt.
Yeah, they're in first place. Litmus test for Dobbins coming up this weekend.
Yep. Number 8, 2-0, Mike McDonald in Seattle. They won at New England 23-20 in overtime, and they host the Dolphins with who at quarterback?
Skylar Thompson.
Yes. Seattle's defense is allowing 128 yards a game passing with only 3.7 yards per pass play. Now, you know what's funny about that, Bob, is they're the best in the league in passing, Mike McDonald. You know who last in passing is in the league?
I'd be the Ravens.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes. How about that, Norm? Mike McDonald took their group, and they're number one. Coming in at number 7, 2-0 Minnesota. Probably surprising the league right now. They beat San Fran 23-17, and they've got another tough one at home, Houston. And the Vikings lead the NFL with 11 sacks. And they let Danielle Hunter leave.
Yeah, and they were all over Brock Purdy last week. Justin Jefferson had a health scare. Looks like he'll be fine for the game this weekend.
Coming in at number 6. Another surprise team, 2-0 Buffalo. They killed the Dolphins 31-10. They're hosting Jacksonville on Monday night. Jacksonville going to be 0-3.
They're a snooze fest, Jacksonville.
Jamarcus Ingram leads the NFL with 2 interceptions for Buffalo.
Josh Allen, franchise quarterback, always gives you a chance to win.
Right now would be the MVP of the league.
He's up there for sure.
Yep. Him and Carr. Coming in at number 5. L.A. Chargers, 2-0. Beat Carolina 26-3. They're at Pittsburgh. J.K. Dobbins leads the NFL with 266 yards rushing, 9.9 average per rush.
That's crazy time. But how about Quentin Johnston, two TDs last week for them?
All of a sudden, with good coaching, you know.
Playing like a first-round draft.
Coming in at number 4, the biggest surprise, 2-0 New Orleans. Beat Dallas 44-19, and they're hosting Philly. Alvin Kamara, leads the NFL with 5 touchdowns in 2 games. And they, how about, they've scored 35 points in first halves in both games.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable. Coming in at 3, 2-0 Tampa. They won at Detroit 20-16, and they're hosting Denver with a rookie quarterback. Baker Mayfield has never had a quarterback rating over 100. Currently, 129.1.
How about that? How about Chris Godwin having a big game this past week against the Lions?
You think that owner's probably saying, damn, I had Baker Mayfield, and I went and got Deshaun Watson, you know?
And done other dumb things in between.
Well, how about, Bob, when they redid his deal at the end to get cap room, they took out the clause that if he gets suspended, that they couldn't recoup money. Now they can't.
What?
Yes. Yes. So,
That's, whatever.
Coming in at 2. 2-0 Houston.
How dumb is that?
It's idiotic.
That's your parachute right there.
No doubt. Yeah. They beat Chicago 19-13. They're at Minnesota. Nico Collins leads the NFL with 252 receiving yards, and he's made some phenomenal catches.
Yeah, but Joe Mixon got hip dropped. Apparently,
yes, he did. And Joe was very upset about it, calling out the NFL.
Yep.
Coming in at 1 again, Kansas City. They just find a way to win all the time. They beat Cincy 26-25. They're at Atlanta Sunday night. That'll be an interesting game. Kansas City has won 45 of their last 56 games. Jesus Christ. And you know what? That's Mahomes. You know,
well, a lot of it is.
Yeah. All right, so in review, 1 Kansas City, 2 Houston, 3 Tampa, 4 New Orleans, 5 the Chargers, 6 Buffalo, 7 Minnesota, 8 Seattle, 9 Pittsburgh, 10 Detroit, 11 San Fran, 12 Arizona.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk to Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Ravens 0-2, as we know, whip around 11:15, talking about the world of sports, current and historic. Ryan Ripken, Baltimore Baseball Tonight colleague, will preview the Orioles and Giants, 6:35 first pitch, Suarez against Blake Snell. Orioles 2-4 road trip. They've been bad since June 20th. We'll get into all of those ugly numbers in due time. Funhouse trip, 11:45. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is with us. Turn it up Tuesday.